I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want to play with fire. Hi, guys. How are you? Happy Thursday. Friday. Don't forget that tonight, because it is Thursday at 7 o'clock, on Alt 105, Vinny's doing an hour of classic, heavier, alternative. He seems to be really enjoying this, you know, putting this whole thing together.
Yeah. I think you'd love, I know it's been a long time since you've sort of, you know, DJ'd, and it certainly had for me as well, but it's fun. I didn't have to commute into the city, and so I don't have a bunch of gripes about the things that it took to do the 1 hour show. It's cake, and it's fun. You know, I love putting the music together, and I love doing the talk segments. I had to redo everything yesterday.
Oh no.
Because they were just the longest. I don't know what got into me, but I had like 4 3-minute breaks, and I finally looked at them when I was done and went, oh, for Christ's sakes, dude, cut those in half at least.
No.
I redid them all.
It's your hour, though. You should go crazy.
I just took 4 songs out of the rotation because of all that talking. No, I had to redo it. But it's going to be a good show tonight. So hopefully you'll tune in and check it out on Alt 105 at 7 p.m. Meet you there.
All right. That is who brings you the celebrity trash. And you can find, is that hour separate on radio.com? They seem to both be in the same sponsor here. Can you find that hour separately as a podcast?
I do not know that.
All right. Starting today, a whole bunch of celebrities are handing over their social media accounts to COVID-19 experts for the day. So that they can share facts and science-driven perspectives on the pandemic. It's taken a chance because, you know, lots of people say, I've told you the facts. And then later it turns out, okay, that was totally wrong.
I have a CDC story this morning where they are contradicting themselves yet again.
It's insane. Like,
and
remember
it's the CDC. This is not, right. this isn't, you know.
The White House.
Well, okay. All right.
So anyway, they're going to share facts, supposedly, and hopefully not contradict themselves. But, I mean, that's dicey. You know, you're Julia Roberts, and you've got, I don't know how many millions of followers. They're promoting it. They're doing this today. So over the last day or two, they've been saying, check me on Thursday. You know, fact guy is going to be on here. Let's see. Julia Roberts, Hugh Jackman, Shailene Woodley, Millie Bobby Brown. Just to name a couple of the people that are doing this, they're calling it, hold on, there's a name for this. Of course I can't find it here. Pass the mic.
So will this be one person who's spitting out the same info through all these sites, or a different person will somehow differently word the same information through all these sites?
You know, they're not being really specific about that. It's a... Let's see. Hugh Jackman teased in a new video from One, a global campaign working to end extreme poverty and preventable disease by 2030. I guess there's a bunch. You know, it looks to me like that might be exactly it, Vinny, because there is a video of all of these people who are turning their accounts over. There's a video of all of them, and that's being shared around. So I am not seeing who is going to do this, but pass the mic is the, and I guess it's a hashtag now and probably a handle as well. Pass the mic is what it is. So they're passing the mic on to experts. And that's happening today. So if you follow any of those people, you're bound to see.
All right.
You're bound to see some of this information. But it's kind of cool. I mean, the only problem I see is that, like you said, even the experts are totally contradicting themselves.
I also think even though there's a need for updated information, and no one's more aware of this than we are on this show, that there is also some fatigue from this topic
where you
are just like, oh, God.
Right.
Just want to.
They better keep it interesting.
Right.
Well, I always think about, do you remember, I think her name is Adley. I posted just a little short clip of her, a couple weeks back where she's like, it's very important that you wear a mask, but also masks will not help you.
Right.
It's, just the incredible amount of conflicting information that's been thrown at us. We've all sort of sorted out our own feelings on it. And some people have said, I don't even feel anything about it anymore. F this, I'm going to Home Depot.
Well, the contradictions from experts have certainly fed the partisan politics as there's that divide. No
yes.
question that wherever there's been this contradictory information, someone who's against the quarantines or against the shelter in place, all they have to do is point at that and say, these people don't know crap. And then what are you supposed to say?
Right. Exactly.
These are the same people who said, don't wear masks.
Right. Look, it's, I actually don't know when it became a political thing, but it clearly is one now. And thanks, Fox. So moving on to the next story, that guy, Nick Cordero, this is the Broadway actor who had coronavirus, began suffering blood clots and had some lung problems. They put him into a coma. They take off his leg. He finally wakes up. Was it earlier this week? Maybe late last week? He comes out of the coma just barely. I guess he had a series of mini strokes too. So his, fluttered the eyes, no talking yet or anything, but his wife was pretty hopeful. He is still on a respirator. His wife said his condition is going downhill. It looks like he has a lung infection, like that one of his lungs is clear and they're psyched and that's great, but he's on a ventilator and the other one has an infection that is not budging. So I don't know what's going to happen, but if you want to watch a tearjerker, follow this lady on Instagram. Nick Cordero's wife was bawling her eyes out in a live Instagram yesterday.
She did a video.
It's heartbreaking.
Wow.
So, okay, but it's not real. So thanks. Oprah Winfrey is coughing up $12 million for COVID-19 relief. That's going to be split between all the places that she's called home over the years. Chicago, Baltimore, Nashville, Milwaukee, and Kosciuszko, possibly, Mississippi, where she was born.
What about Montecito, California?
Maybe they've already benefited enough, or maybe she feels like they don't need the money.
She's like Santa Barbara's most favorite famous resident.
Yeah, maybe, she's like, oh, you rich people. I'm going to give this to this town in Mississippi.
All right.
She says, my thing is look in your own neighborhood, in your own backyard to see how you can serve and where your service is most essential. That is the real essential work, I think, for people of means. So that's where,
all right.
That's where she's at. This story's been floating around for a couple of days, and it's, oh, God, that was the wrong way to say it. It really, really was the wrong way to say it. This guy, his name is Shad Gaspard. Have you heard about him?
I have not.
He's a former WWE star. I'll just start at the beginning. He had been missing since Sunday. He and his 10-year-old
this
son. This past Sunday.
He'd been missing since Thursday. Sunday. Got it.
Yes. He and his 10-year-old son, the kid's name is Arya. A-R-Y-E-H. Arya. They were swimming off the coast of, they were at Venice Beach. And they're swimming.
Okay.
And they got caught in a riptide. So at the time, he was just, they searched for his body. So
he disappeared. They weren't able to rescue him.
They were able to rescue his son because he basically threw his son to the lifeguard that was coming out trying to rescue both of them. So the lifeguard gets the son, 10 years old, gets him to the beach, comes back out to get this guy, said he saw him one more time, and then didn't see him again. Guy's 39. But he's a hero. I mean, they're saying, according to ESPN, a lifeguard tried to get the rescue device to them. The waves were too high. Gaspard told the lifeguard, "Take my son." Within minutes, the kid was on shore and lived, obviously very upset. He kept saying, "Dad told me to push off to the guy, push off him to the guy. Dad told me to push off to the guy." Lifeguard goes back in, sees him one more time, and that didn't surface again. Really terribly tragic thing about this is that, you know, the family, of course, holds out hope
that he's going to be found.
Oh, he has been found now.
Oh.
So it is confirmed. He was found early yesterday morning on Venice Beach in California.
Body, you mean?
His body.
Oh, wow.
I know. He was I know. It's just awful. I'm sure, you know, if there's a heaven, he's glad his son is alive. He was a part of a tag team called Crime Time. A partner called JTG, whose real name is Jason Paul. Then they were on and off WWE and in some independent circuit from like 06 until his death. He's only 39 years old. There it is. Shad is his name. Shad Gaspard.
I don't know that name at all.
I don't either. Well, it doesn't sound like he was a primetime star, you know, if he was on and off the WWE. Mm-hmm. They did post a tribute to him, noting that he also served as a bodyguard to like Diddy, Britney Spears, Mike Tyson. In 2016, he stopped a gas station robbery by pinning the suspect to the ground until the police showed up. So he's got a little hero in him. I mean, a lot of hero in him, actually, I should say. He also had
he's jacked. He was a buff dude.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's incredibly sad, but I'm sure wherever he is, he's glad his son lived. I mean, surviving a child is probably, I would think, I can't even, it's just hard to imagine. You know, how do you go on with your life from that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I think that you have to, everything would be a reminder. And just the self-loathing that would come with that, having survived something that both of you were in. I mean, in the end, they went in the right order. And
Does it say if they lived in that area? I can't tell if he's someone who regularly was in the ocean or there's no question people show up to the ocean and they do not realize how incredibly serious it can get fast.
Yeah,
so
rip current is what they're saying.
That is something that, you know, it only takes a minute and suddenly the lifeguard's pulling you in and you realize, oh, this isn't the pool.
Yeah, it is definitely not the pool. Like, a healthy respect for the ocean is, it's crucial. Mm-hmm. To swimming there.
I'm sorry to hear that story.
I know. It's a terrible story. Apparently, looking through more stuff about him, obviously there's a million tributes from the wrestling world about him. He had a couple movie and TV roles. He was in that movie Get Hard, which is the with Will Ferrell. And what's the
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. And he was on Key and Peele a few times, it looks like. So, you know, he's a... Well,
have you seen Get Hard? Do you have any?
I did see Get Hard.
Oh, you did?
I don't recall this guy at all. Oh, I loved Get Hard. I thought it was, you know, it's there's nothing to it. It's a dumb comedy. And, you know, sometimes that's all you're looking for. It's not going to be a cult classic or anything, but it was humorous. Anyway, rest in peace, Shad Gaspard, and everybody who's going to go swimming, you know, maybe wear floaties. I don't know. There's another update on him. There is a pandemic-themed movie in production. Michael Bay is a part of this. The production starts in 5 weeks. It's a low-budget thing, even though Michael Bay is in it, but it looks like former Paramount production chief Adam Goodman has teamed up with Michael Bay, and they're going to do a movie called Songbird. It's a pandemic thriller that plans to take an unusual approach to shooting in a movie in L.A. Because right now, those streets are empty. So they're starting up the production really fast, and it might be the first film to shoot in the city. The film is,
Michael Bay, by the way, is the Transformers guy,
he
right?
He is, right. He's kind of action movie guy. Let's see. Gildersleeve.
And the Ninja Turtle guy.
Oh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right.
They are saying it's in the spirit of paranormal activity in Cloverfield, takes place 2 years in the future. The pandemic has not gone away. Lockdowns have been rolled back and then reinstated. It becomes even more serious. The virus continues to mutate.
Oh, great.
They're
That's
saying
what we want to see.
I know.
No,
exactly.
Thanks, Michael Bay. Put that one away for a while.
They're saying this person is saying it doesn't seem like there's supernatural elements, but there's like government conspiracy, paranoia. And then it's this set with a cast of characters who are in the lockdown, and they're casting it right now, and they're going to start shooting in about 5 weeks, it looks like.
Let's revisit some audio from the good old days.
Michael Bay is making a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Nerdle.
What?
Let me try that again.
What did you just say to me?
Hilarious. Oh, my God. Thank God you have a whole archive
of
F-ups that
I've done. I just had to play it.
Yeah, you know, I have some favorite clips of yours. Weird that those never get played. Ow, manic. God.
That was beautifully done.
Yeah, it's great. Throwback Thursday. Hurrah. You know, everybody's looking for shows to watch. And my kids watch YouTube like it's TV. I mean... They'll be having a whole conversation at the dinner table about people and shows I've never heard of. It's a
all
whole
kids
thing.
Do, and I'm finding out that if you say to a kid, television or YouTube, they will go YouTube.
They'll go YouTube. Yep. My one kid barely watches the younger one. He's like, no, why would I want to watch TV for? Just watch it on YouTube. And then when I'm sick of that, I'll watch music videos on YouTube.
Wow.
And later,
or you're
I'll
just watching YouTube on TV. Because all the smart TVs now, you can. You know.
Absolutely. But I'm not going to sit there and watch YouTube. So, you know.
We do all the time.
Do you really?
Well mainly, you know, for the baby stuff. There's Elmo on YouTube.
Oh, there's so much.
Oh, so you can just cast
there.
It up there, or it's part
it's
of your
smart
TV? It's
not even a cast. It's on your remote. You just go to YouTube or go to Prime Video or
TV
whatever.
And internet are going like this.
They're the same thing now. They're one
Yeah,
thing.
That's just, you know, any screen that you've got in your house, that's your screen. Whether it's this size or, you know, 5 feet wide. So YouTube has a new reality show. It's a competition reality show. It's the title of it is pretty misleading. YouTube is launching a show called Sleeping with Friends. It's a three-part series where people sleep with sleep issues, people who are not getting good night's sleep, compete to see who can get the most restful night's sleep. So it sounds action-packed. I mean, I may have to watch this one, Vin. They film people in bed, and they strap gadgets to their foreheads to track their brainwaves, and this is going to be a show. Each day, they look back at things like how much REM sleep they got, give them tips for improving their sleep the next night, and then they film them sleeping again. The person who improves their sleep the most is going to win. It doesn't say what they win, because what could they possibly win? A new set of jammies? It's supposed to educate viewers on how to rest up. It hits YouTube this coming Wednesday because it's Mental Health Awareness Week in the UK. So that's they're pushing that out there. So thoughts? Are you going to be watching Sleeping
with
Friends?
The first thought that occurs to me at the end of this how many part series should be
Three.
Someone saying, it turns out YouTube and apps just like us are the reason for insomnia. That people used to sleep better before the internet came around. And if you just turn this off, you're well on your way to getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah, well said. That's just not their business practice, though. They need eyeballs. Here, watch this as you're trying to go to sleep. Actually, it sounds boring enough that it might actually put you to sleep. All right,
I wonder
if
Sleep Number's a partner in this.
Oh,
because you know, they can track.
We do track
we do.
Our sleep. Yeah, that's true. All we need is a little head thingy to stick on.
I actually fear for young people who are coming up with phones and things that they keep in their bed and never sleep. I fear that they'll never have normal sleep patterns for their whole lives.
And that their lives, I mean, honestly, you know, without a real routine, I don't know how anybody gets anything done.
Right.
Like, you know, you're so exhausted during the day. You're like, I'll just sit here and watch YouTube. Oh, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Coming up in the news, I've got making big decisions with a coin flip.
Oh.
And a story straight out of Wuhan. after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.